بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين أما بعد. We are reading from this kitab إصلاح المعاملات, correction of monetary dealings. Now, how can a person reform his monetary dealings, and that whatever income, whatever he consumes is purely halal and pleasing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In regards to earning a halal livelihood, and what are the qualities of a Muslim businessman, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi has listed 7 important points for a businessman. First, Imam Ghazali rahmatullah alayhi says the correct intention, that the intention of a businessman, a Muslim businessman, is that he should abstain from asking others, that he earns a livelihood to save himself from asking things from others. Like our pious predecessors used to make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that, "Oh Allah, as you have saved my head, as you have saved my forehead from making sajda to anyone besides you, Ya Allah, save my tongue from asking from anyone besides you. Ya Allah, you save my forehead from making sajda to anyone besides you, so save my tongue also of asking from anyone besides you." That you only ask of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the intention should be that I am earning a livelihood so that Allah Ta'ala saves me from asking anything from anyone. The second intention, not to become greedy. That this has become a disease also, that a person has greed for wealth. Over here ulama explain also, when it comes to love of dunya is just something which is absolutely haram or which is bad. But there has to be some inclination to dunya. But the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala should be more than that. The person makes dua also, "Ya Allah, take out the love of dunya from my heart." And all make this dua. The ulama explained that the economy of the world will come to a grinding halt. Nobody will work. I don't love dunya. So there has to be some amount of love of dunya in there. And that too, ulama explained the point that Allah ta'ala has kept sweetness in dunya just as a sample for what Allah Ta'ala has kept in Akhirat. As they say, that dunya in reality is window shopping for Akhirat, window shopping for Jannat. So Allah Ta'ala has kept sweetness in family life, in a comfortable home, in good food. Not that a person gets stuck therein. But just a sample, "Ya Allah, this is so enjoyable, what's Jannat? What's the enjoyments of Jannah?" But this now should actually spur a person on really to make effort of Akhirat. If this is so enjoyable, Ya Allah, I can imagine now the palaces of Jannah, the malls of Jannah. So Allah Ta'ala has kept the sweetness in dunya, so a person works a bit also, so he can put some food on the table, doesn't beg of others. So this greed should not come in the heart. 51% love should be for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, 49% for dunya, and then getting, it decreases slowly, slowly as the person reaches the qabr. And here also, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam mentioned, when a person doesn't make the effort of Akhirat, he doesn't convince himself and does not take upon his heart that in reality my life is for Akhirat, then as he gets older, then two qualities get younger in him. As he gets older, then two qualities become stronger in him because he hasn't focused his heart towards Akhirat, the final abode. He gets older and two qualities become younger. What is that quality? The desire for more wealth. I want to make more. I want to make it bigger. And the excuse will be, "I want to leave behind for my children. So that's why I'm working so hard." But as he should realize that already one leg is in the qabr, and one leg now is about to slip. Now the effort for Akhirat. Now worry about your investment for Akhirat. Doesn't have this fikr in his heart, then the love for dunya will increase. The love for more wealth will become stronger, and the love for a longer life. I want to live longer. I'm not ready to leave yet. I'm not ready to leave yet. Then he wants to do many things now to enhance his health. I want to live longer to make more. As we mentioned many a times, one of our satis that we made dua for him, that Allah Ta'ala grant you long life and good health. Our principal of Darul Azab Abdul Hamid Sahib, Moana began to laugh. He says, "You are making, effectively you are making dua that Allah Allah Ta'ala keep this prisoner longer in prison. See, dunya is a prison for a mu'min. Dunya is a prison for a mu'min. But the prisoner has become accustomed and has now developed the love of this prison in his heart. He doesn't want to leave this prison. He wants to live here. And he's making dua for a longer life and for more wealth. And the gauge ulama say, for how much you love akhirat, you will find in your dua. In my dua, how much, what's the percentage I'm making dua for my akhirat? What percentage I'm making dua for my dunya? How much of dua am I making for my akhirat, for my qabr, for my maut, for the deen of my children, for the ummah? There's a gauge already where the heart is going to. Is it going to the akhirat? I'm only making dua for my dunya, a little bit for my akhirat. There's a gauge already now how much love I have for akhirat, for my jannat, how much love I have for my dunya. So reality, this place is a prison. But we become so in love with this prison, we don't want to leave now. Somebody falls ill also, then we find how many groups we will open up now, and how many 100,000 tasbihat we will read to keep that person alive. He mustn't leave. The prisoner must remain in prison. The Sahaba Ikram made dua, Allah take us. In the plague of Amwas in Palestine, Mu'adh bin Jabal is making dua in the dead of the night. That, oh Allah, give Mu'adh bin Jabal the full share of the plague and take him by tomorrow. And take his entire family also. By the next day, the entire family got shahadat. This was dua Sahaba Ikram were making for shahadat. That is why we say every Friday night, in this very masjid, we have Hayatul Sahaba Ta'alim after Isha. To understand the emotions of Sahaba, how they understood Shariat, how they understood the deen of Allah, Tabarak, how they understood life in the correct perspective, and how we have now taken customary deen from our environment. To understand the purity of deen, what is pure deen, we have to go into the lives of Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum. Not to become greedy. That's one intention, not to become greedy for wealth. Achieve contentment, qana'at. Ya Allah, I made enough, alhamdulillah. And that is the purpose of business. Our mashaykh explained that I made enough now to free me to come to the masjid. The most beloved places to Allah are the masajid. And the most disliked places are the marketplaces. Should not be that I'm taking it. Here also, ulama explained to us, Sahaba radiallahu anhum's dunya became deen. Their dunya and the shops became deen because they took out time. They took out time from the masjid to go to work. They didn't take out time from the business to come to the masjid. There's a big difference. They took out time from the masjid to go to work. We take out time from work to come to the masjid and back to work again. They've got us what we call this a rat race. What's a rat race? Hadith Sharif says that a person's sustenance chases him, looks for him. So we are chasing something that is chasing us. Sustenance is chasing us and we are chasing it. And they put us into the secular system that you've got to go give 18 years as a prime of your youth to chase it. Because Allah Ta'ala says, already written, your Ishraq, your Fajr Salah, Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam at one time after Fajr Salah went to the house of Fatima radiallahu ta'ala anha, the queen of Jannah, and she had read the Fajr Salah, she just took a bit of a rest before Ishraq. Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam came and with his Mubarak foot, he shook her but woke up. Oh Fatima, wake up. Oh Fatima, wake up. This time between Fajr and Ishraq, Allah distributes sustenance and rosy. Wake up and take your share, or you will miss it. Allah has kept the avenues and the times. But as we mentioned now, we have mastered the art of running our dunya. We know how to make it. Because Allah Ta'ala has made it very easy. These are the times. Be there and get your share, get your naseeb. So very special times Allah Ta'ala has given us in the day. After Fajr, after Asr, the time of dhikr, the time of barakah. Come and take as much as you want to. Between the adhan and iqama. Between the adhan and iqama every day. When adhan is given, and after adhan and iqama, there's an open time to the treasury of Allah. Take as much as you can, as much as you want to. That is why ulama explained that there's two places we'll find Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. One is in the masjid. That is why they say when we come to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we sit in the first saf, as if we have come to get something. And this dua in the heart, Ya Allah, just through one nazar of shafqat upon me, Ya Allah, just through one glance of your rahmat, and barakat upon me, I'm sitting waiting for it. Like a slave, I'm waiting. Over here, you'll find Allah. If you don't find Allah in the masjid, you won't find Allah anywhere else. The second place is here, the qabrastan. When you go into the graveyard, they also, not on the cell phone. But ya Allah, tomorrow I might be down over here and I'll have to meet you. So we come to the house of Allah, Allah is distributing from here. So we sit as close as possible, and like a slave waiting for something. Like how we have salary day, and how the workers are waiting. We are the workers of Allah, we've come to receive from Allah. Allah's promise Allah will give us. And the third intention, the fourth intention, the first one, correct intention, are to abstain from asking others, not becoming greedy, achieving contentment, and fulfilling the rights of dependence. Here Nabi Ali Salatu Wasalam says that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for a person because of the weak ones around him. And the weakest people around us are our family members, our wives and children. Because of them, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala provides for the father of the home. But today we can find the entire system of dunya, hum do, hamare do. I have only two children. Give them good education. Let them earn also, they look after you. Hadith Sharif says that marry women that will love you and bear children for you, and the day of Qiyamah will boast about the large numbers of my ummah. Have plenty, Allah will provide for each one. Allah will give them, don't fear. You can find this entire system of dunya has gone against the grain of hadith and shariat. That they put us in fear. What will they eat? What will happen to them? Each one will come with their sustenance. So there's no fear that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala cannot sustain. Allah will sustain. The barakat of amal and sharia and deen. So through the weak ones around us, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will sustain. These are the weakest ones. But as I mentioned, the secular system is, they let the wife work also. Hadith Sharif is saying, because of her weakness, Allah will support you. Allah will give you. But now you put her to earning also, and the children also, and then to be found in that home, they say, not enough. The mu'min and the believer does not live on figures. He lives on barakah. He lives on barakat. قَلِيلٌ كَثِيرٌ نَفْعٍ. It is little, but the benefit is vast. This is the life of a believer, he believes in this. Is that the figures, is the amount of barakat that he will draw from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He does the amal of barakah, enters the home, salam loudly, surah Ikhlas, Durood Sharif. Allah will fill their home with barakat. Make salam, Durood Sharif, and suratul Ikhlas, Allah will home that fill their home with barakat. Allah ta'ala give us a pleasure to make amal. Subhanahu wa ta'ala.